welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera, and this is An Angry Gentleman.
I am so mad, but in a good way.
That's Scott Pitts, and it is Rivalry Week.
Oh, Rivalry Weeks. Here we go.
I didn't fuck up saying rivalry this year. Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of fuck, here at the USC Outsider Podcast, we're not officially affiliated with the University of Southern California. So, if you have small children, send them out of the room right now. If you are at work and have us on the speakers, put us on headphones because we tend to swear a lot, and we're going to swear a lot this week because we're playing FUCLA, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, those dirty bastards.
And this year, UCLA has done very well. We are trying to go into this game with a win. We haven't won in 2 years. UCLA has had our number. They've had our number and are glad to have it through, you know, the scholarship reductions and the bowl bans. And when we're down, they will take advantage of it, just like Jameis Winston takes advantage of co-eds.
And yes.
Am I right or wrong?
Well, allegedly, you're right. Yes.
Allegedly, I'm right.
You're right.
So the point is, this week it's a very special time in Los Angeles, and it's when this divides husbands and wives, brothers and sisters. Pump up the volume, dance,
yeah,
dance,
yeah, dance,
this,
motherfucker.
This game has so much riding on it this year, more than it usually does, and I'm gonna tag that with more than it usually does for UCLA.
Yeah, I would agree. They're the ones with the targets on their back now.
Not so much USC this year, friends.
Nothing to lose.
Trojans, listen to me. Those of you like Scott Pitts who are from Southern California who get amped up for this game, and well, you should. And believe me, I take this game fucking seriously. This is not a joke. This is every day there's something in my head that's saying, you know, we're playing UCLA this week. This was a big game when I was at USC. It's a big game now. It will always be there. It was before I was born, will be after I die.
This has been a big game for 377 years,
a
Rick.
A big game. And when that lander landed on the comet last week, they found a UCLA button.
Yeah. And it was...
with shit on it.
Yeah, there was poop.
From a Trojan from 750 million years ago. That's a tangent. Yeah, sorry. We landed on a comet.
That was amazing.
We landed on a comet. I didn't know how I...
Did the batteries die from the shade on the...
I really think the fucking lander was only active for about 60 hours. But, it's 60
we landed
hours.
On a comet.
It's more than 2 days.
That's amazing.
More than 2 days.
Rick, if you asked a Bruin this week...
Ask a Bruin.
They would say... that they own LA. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do not. I'll go with Zach Banner on this one and say that the Bruins are renting Los Angeles. They do not own. And they're technically not even in LA. They're in Westwood.
Yeah.
So they don't know.
And their stadium's in Pasadena.
I don't know if anyone owns... Yeah. Their stadium is in... By the way, those of you who aren't in Southern California...
Speaking of renting, by the way. Well, we rent ours too.
I don't know how to say it better. If you go to school in Chicago, yet you play all of your football games in Naperville or Schaumburg, are you still technically allowed to say that you are in LA? Let's say if you go to school in New York City but play all your football games in Connecticut. Which is, I guess, a little bit farther away than Pasadena is from Westwood. Nonetheless, you have to drive a long way. It's not just you have to go a long way if you play. If you go to UCLA, you drive a long way to play your games, to play football games.
If you're a student there.
Poly Pavilion right on campus.
Yeah, great
right
spot.
On campus for basketball. Good place to watch a basketball game.
It's a basketball school there.
Westwood High is a basketball school.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to go a long way, all the way across town to get to a game. Uber's expensive.
Yeah, Uber doesn't even go to Westwood or Pasadena this weekend.
It's true.
So
don't even try.
So good luck, fuckers. All right. So, last week on Thursday night, we do have to go over.
Okay, we'll just talk about it briefly.
We won this game. We beat Cal. We beat the, I guess, UCLA's bigger brother.
Yep.
From the north.
UCLA's Cal's satellite school.
The satellite school for Berkeley. We beat Berkeley last week, 38-30. I believe the score was closer than the game. 38-30. Yeah. We sort of owned them.
In the first half, the second half, I would say USC was owned.
Arguably, we didn't close it out too strong. 38-30, and it probably should have been 38-17.
Well, there were three touchdowns called back.
Oh, my God. The fucking referee.
Yeah.
Which is not a big... You guys know that the Pac-12 referees suck. That's nothing new.
Not only do they suck, they have it in for USC more than any other team. That's bona fide fact. You can look at the hard numbers of that.
There's a lot that the refs throw. I remember watching a game, UCLA is pretty penalized too.
Yeah, but they earn theirs. Those are real ones. You see Eddie Vanderdoes punching people at the bottom of piles. Doesn't even get a flag. I think he got a flag, but he should have been ejected from the game.
They won't do that to him.
No way.
Him and Kendricks or him.
Yeah.
Kendrick?
Yeah. I don't even care.
Those guys are. All right, 38-30, yeah. Pitts.
We won. Okay? That's all that matters.
Let's concentrate on this.
Got a victory.
38-30. We need to... Nelson Aguilar has had two 200-yard receiving games.
Yeah, how many catches did he have? Two, like 18?
118.
118 catches?
Yep.
In one game?
Nelson
Aguilar...
That's
got to be a record.
He's the first ever Trojan to post 200-yard receiving days... Back-to-back.
Back-to-back games, yeah.
Week-to-week, back-to-back. Well, I guess Saturday to Thursday. That's pretty fucking huge.
Yeah,
that's
good.
No, I guess it wasn't. I guess it
was a
Saturday.
Bye week in there.
Bye week, then Thursday.
Right.
So you give that dude a day off,
He's going to get you some yards. Yep. Look out.
Buck Allen, unfortunately, did not get 100 yards rushing. Cal seemed to slow down the rushing game for USC, but it didn't really matter.
He got away from Buck, too, and they were giving it to... Justin Davis quite a bit. Like, he had quite a workload, and they never really gave Buck a chance to get going.
Do you think they're saving him for the important games?
I actually do think that they might have been resting Buck a little bit because he was not on the field for quite some time.
I enjoy watching Buck Allen more than Justin Davis. However, Justin Davis is a good back, but he's not going to get the yards that Buck is going to get. He doesn't have the power behind him. And let's see, Cody Kessler continues to be Mr. Efficient, throwing, four touchdowns. And he's had, I think, back-to-back 300-yard passing games.
He had one pick in that game, didn't he?
He threw a pick. Four TDs, one pick. And I am fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine with the pick. He doesn't throw him that often. Nope. He's pretty careful.
Yep.
And he's got some really good receivers, too.
He does.
Adoree Jackson... Adoree Jackson was back. He got a touchdown called back.
Yeah. George Farmer got one.
Two grabs. Farmer got a TD.
That was good to see. Always good to see George Farmer get off the schneid.
And what else? What else can we mention about this? USC was the second team all year to hold Cal under 31 points. Cal does score points this year.
And they just need to
get a defense and they'll be a great team. They almost beat UCLA.
I know. They almost beat USC.
UCLA is undefeated on the road this year. Just want to give them that stat. And
they lost two at home, huh?
And they have lost a couple at home, too.
Let's make that three.
They're undefeated on the road. So they lost a couple at home. They've won every game on the road. So great job, Bruins.
Yeah.
And great job, Coach Mora. And as you said last year, you certainly own LA, sir, after two games of being a coach. Yeah. Let's see if you're a college coach after either this year or next year, because there's got to be some NFL team that's going to...
Yeah, he's ready to go.
...make you get out. You've got something to offer the kids, and you're making UCLA relevant again. Are we ready to talk about UCLA week or not?
I was ready 5 weeks ago, Rick.
I'm trying to think why I would stop you from going forward with talking about rivalry week. All day Aguilar.
All day.
And
you think he's going to get double teamed this week? I do. But guess what? Then you got Juju. Then you got Bryce Dixon wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got George Farmer wide open.
Yeah, or Adoree Jackson.
And then you got Adoree Jackson wide open.
And even number one, shit.
Yeah.
My guy. I like him.
I know you do.
He just dropped that one ball and then messed up the one pass.
I'm going to make you sweat.
Darius Rogers.
Thank you.
Got it. See?
Yep.
I didn't even look at anything. I just stared at you.
You did it.
Darius Rogers. Thank you. Hey, Pitts. It's UCLA. UCLA week. Do you have some stats to go over with me right
well,
now?
Well, I have some. I have a fun one from the last 15 years. You know, I like nice round numbers, being a Virgo and all. But in the last 15 years, that puts us at 1999, Rick. Remember that? Let's party like it's...
I do. I bought a shirt that year that says UCLA... USC football on it that I will be wearing tomorrow.
Good.
That's the year we broke the streak. 99 is when we
since
broke the
19,
streak.
That's right. Since 1999, since that streak Paul was Hackett. Broken, 12 wins for USC.
John Fox was a quarterback.
Three wins for UCLA. Points per game.
Mm-hmm.
USC has been averaging 32.3
goodness
points per game, and UCLA has been averaging 16.6. Total yards per game, USC has been averaging 452.3 to UCLA's paltry 284.8.
Oh, 50 to nothing. Okay.
Turnovers, USC's turned the ball over 23 times in 15 years in this rivalry.
Yes.
The Bruins have turned it over 39 times.
Oh my goodness, Jim Moore is a child molester. Yeah. What else?
Sacks. Yes. USC has recorded 53 sacks in 15 years against the Bruins. Okay. To the Bruins, 23 sacks. So, who owns LA?
Miles Jack.
That's true. That's not true. I thought you were going to say Miles Davis.
Miles Davis.
He actually owns a large portion of Los Angeles.
Could own UCLA.
He might.
Not let him own. Well, no, the jazz school at USC is better. So, Miles Davis. There should be a Miles Davis building at USC for the jazz school. Or North Texas. That North Texas is always good at jazz. Irrelevant. 53 sacks to 23 sacks.
Yeah, about that.
That is a good...
I like the yardage. It's doubled. 452 to 284.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's big time.
There is there's something I want to get off my chest, and then you can say this. USC it takes on UCLA. It's at 5 p.m.
Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that matters.
Only time that matters. Yep. This Saturday. The Bruin faithful and coaching staff want you to know that they plan on keeping the streak alive with a three-peat this year.
Okay.
And the Bruins could not be happier having a two-year winning streak over a sanctions decimated USC football team with hardly any depth and a brand new coaching staff that has struggled in some close games this year. Nonetheless, the Bruins seem to be doing very well right now. They sort of play down to their competition. I'll say that
it's looked like it's
they
looked
play
that
down
way,
to the competition. They're on a 4-game winning streak right now, and let's say that they are able to eke out wins. You know, like against Virginia, Memphis, Texas, Cal, Colorado, Arizona, and they whipped up on Arizona State. So you know that's
yeah,
great.
That
congratulations, guys. You know, well
one.
Done.
So did Oregon State, though.
And Oregon State did that as well. They've been, you know, able to manage their expectations. Now, Brett Huntley will no longer be considered.
Right.
He won't be considered for the Heisman this year like they thought he would. Nor, you know, he's not going to lead his team to the playoffs, I believe. They think that he'll be able to do it.
He also won't be back next year.
No, Hundley's a dual threat QB. He has owned the Trojans. I think he has owned the Trojans the last couple of years, you know, in
He's
the down
2-0,
years.
He's 2-0, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. He can hurt you with his feet, and he can make plays happen. He has a ton of capable receivers around him to throw to. Jordan Payton got 839 yards, 7 touchdowns. Devin Lucien, Eldridge Massington. I mean, just pick him for this guy. The running back that he's got to hand the ball off to is Paul Perkins, who is quietly amassed over 1,000 yards, almost 1,100 yards in these games. This is a talented team on defense. That guy Kendrick, Vanderdoes.
Yeah.
These are not guys who fuck around. Their secondary's strong. Their coaches are strong. Jim Mora is a strong coach. And here...
they wear the eye black to prove how strong they are?
Yeah, absolutely. They should. They decorate themselves like warriors. Here's the thing about UCLA. In 1998... with Bob Toledo as their head coach, they were poised to get to the first BCS championship of all time. They won the majority of their games, including the game over the Trojans, and then they went to Miami, where Edger and James, I think, gained 790,000 yards on them and ruined their season. So they were able to represent the Pac-10 at the time very well. And then the spotlight came on them. Everybody was very excited about it. Bob Toledo was this trickeration head coach that that brought the team back into a relevance that the guy previously could not do. That sexy Donahue, Coach Donahue,
he still did love him. For them.
Good looking man. Think the Neuheisels, you know, Rick Neuheisel at that time, good looking man. Still a good looking man. I just think he was unfairly run out of town. That's my man crush, always has been. but the Bruins had a lot of focus on him, and they crumbled. Well, let's see. And this is what I'm trying to tell Pitts and certainly the guys who are getting very antsy for this game on Saturday night. The Bruins have a lot of focus on them.
They do.
It is their game this Saturday against a sanctions decimated USC to show that they can take the focus, stay calm, and take care of business. In the past, that's been a pretty tall order for the kids at UCLA. Now, it wasn't for USC under a great coach like Coach Carroll, McKay, Robinson the first time he was there. Will Mora be able to get his kids focused, even though Mora said this team's awesome? They own LA last year and was jumping up and down in the end zone after they won at the Coliseum. We'll see. But yeah. my note to all of the USC fans out there who are watching this game carefully is the pressure is really on UCLA to perform on their home turf against a USC team. Just got their starting cornerback
reinstated.
I don't feel like we need to talk about that because every fucking buddy else has talked about that story. But
he might not even play.
Might not even play. We have an extra body available.
That's right.
Who was a team captain until bullshit happened. And he's back.
Yep.
We have an extra body available who can play safety, who can play cornerback.
I think they said that he's been practicing exclusively at cornerback.
Which is fine with me. That means that you can have a lot of options if he is able to play a few snaps.
That's right.
He's an extra scholarship body, and he has a lot to prove.
He's got a lot of starts under his belt.
Yep, he does. That's on defense. On offense, we're still dealing with the same guys. Young offensive line against a veteran defensive line for UCLA. They have
really gelled, though.
Offense has gelled recently, and so has in the last four games the defensive line at UCLA. They, you know, sometimes UCLA coughs it up. They're prone to, you know, shooting themselves in the dick. I still say the pressure is on UCLA more than it has been the last 2 years, and that's what's going to make me watch this game a little less. You know, my heart's going to be elevated, but it won't be, you know, just heart attack mode, like, oh, there's a lot on the line.
Yeah.
UCLA has a lot to not fuck up. We agreed. Don't this year.
That's true.
That's all I got. I've been talking too long.
You're good.
Your turn and go.
I just fucking hate them so much. I think that, and I'm not alone in this, I don't think it's been discussed, but this game gets decided again in the trenches. I like USC's defensive line against UCLA's offensive line more than I do.
Leonard Williams knows that he has not beaten this team, and this is his last chance before he goes to the pros.
He wants it bad.
Might be taking it personally.
And I also think that the other way around, UCLA's defensive line, who's really good, is going to struggle a little more with USC's offensive line than USC's defensive line will with UCLA. So I like that matchup. I like those matchups. I don't know who USC puts up on Vanderdoes. Do you put big Damian Mahmur, or do you leave it the way it is with the with who's the second string right now? What's his name?
Andre Walker?
No, remember, he's not. Yeah, you jerk. Anyway, get Toa Lobendon in there.
Oh, yeah.
All those guys. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out. I think USC's offense can eat up UCLA's corners and their secondary. They should. If Cody Kessler has time, he's going to pick them apart. And I think it's going to happen. And I think if you pressure Brett Hundley, he ain't shit. It's been shown all year long.
We've got Soma back. We can have him. Yeah. You know, use him as a blocking fullback.
Definitely.
Buy some buy Kessler some time, open it up, and maybe, you know, just maybe, throw us a couple of passes to Bryce Dixon.
I think the key to this game is SC needs to get up early, their fucking foot on their necks, pour some water so it's over their heads, and don't take their foot off. How about that?
I think it's a don't simple request.
Up. Don't let up.
It would be. I know that UCLA has posted pictures of when, you know, they got to Barkley the last couple of years. He was there, and
how's that for a class when you're problem, celebrating hurting somebody?
The problem is, and I remember when UCLA had the streak over us, and they won like 8 years in a row, and I remember UCLA sent something to me for graduate school, and I got it in the mail, and their pamphlet at the time was a picture of the most recent game where it was, and they had beaten us like 8 years in a row, and it was a picture of one of their guys standing over the USC quarterback, and I can't remember if it was Rob Johnson.
It was Brad Otten.
Or Otten. 10. And I thought, UCLA is defining their football program by when they almost, you know, they obviously gave him a concussion or something. And then I looked at the pictures this year, and it was a similar thing. Like, our quarterback is down on the ground, and UCLA is walking away. Which always just makes me think, I want you guys to blow it.
Yeah, it's inviting.
It was under Bob Toledo the last time, and now it's under Mora. And if you don't blow it, you know, if you can pull this win out, okay, you know, good. Then you've got to beat Stanford, and then there's no way you're beating Oregon again. So, guys, go ahead. You know, UCLA, I feel good about it. But the fact is, I don't think, you know, you're going to blow your wad against USC. You might win. You might not. But then you're going to get beaten by Stanford, and there's no way you'd beat Oregon again. Just there's no fucking way that team could beat Oregon. I know Oregon's just destroyed them once before, and there's no way that they could beat them twice.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
You're not going to be in the playoffs. There's no way you can do it. So do enjoy this year, and maybe you'll get past USC. I don't know. I can't say because I don't trust our coaching staff. So I'm not sure USC is going to win, but I have less faith in UCLA getting past Stanford, and there's no way they get past Oregon.
Vegas opened this game up at 3-point favorites for the home team.
It's, and by the way, that's a vote of no confidence.
Absolutely. That's a basically call it a pick 'em game. I would actually take SC on those points, but I don't know. SC's not really a team that's known to cover the spread.
You had an opportunity. I mean, you've got, and look, UCLA fans, you haven't had a lot to cheer about in years past, and this year you kind of do because your team is good. But if you've got a coach like Jim Mora arguing during, what was it, the Cal game with his defensive coordinator, the guy with the hipster beard.
When he put his crazy, creepy hands on his face. And was
just,
like,
if you've got that going on, your team should have been, you know, 10-0 by now. They shouldn't have had the two losses, and it shouldn't have been close.
They've
and,
eked out games they shouldn't have. How they beat Colorado in overtime. That was crazy.
And you are free to lob stones at USC. It is a first-year coaching staff. We are still under sanctions. Yet for some reason, even under sanctions and bowl bans, we were able to kick your ass 50-0 2 years ago. So, guys, it's just...
Yeah, chew it.
I am anxious to see how UCLA responds because SC has nothing to fucking lose.
Yeah, it's true.
And in a team who has nothing to lose... is a team that can beat anybody. That's Alabama, LSU, true. Florida State, and shut it down. I mean, it almost happened. Miami almost beat Florida State last week.
Yeah.
Things like that just happen with a team that's got nothing to lose.
That's true.
I don't know how, you know, Army, Navy, those guys have nothing to lose. They're going to go and go to some war and die. I'm surprised they don't win every game. They have nothing to lose.
That's a good point.
I don't know if that's a good point. I probably shouldn't have said that. I don't even think that's a valid point. I don't. That's a terrible analogy. Well, I'm sorry, everybody. That's not, not the way. There's no wars that we know about that we're going to send the boys off to where they're definitely going to die. Shouldn't have I retract.
My God.
That.
Stop talking.
Sorry. But it was kind of funny.
Yeah, it was.
Fuck. Any predictions for the score, Pitts?
No. This week's a pick'em for me. It always is, no matter what. I'd love to see another 50-0, of course.
Oh, 50-0. That was just 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was only two years ago.
Well, I guess 3, technically. About 3.
Yeah. That game, I was rooting for more. You asked me if that was satisfying.
I did.
And I said, no, I wanted more. I
was like, how could that not be, like, favorite game?
Oh, of course. It's up there, but I wanted more. I wanted it to be 90.
You greedy bitch.
Yep. In this game, I get greedy. I want it. I want it all. I hate them so much.
UCLA's got a lot of... They've got some good athletes. It's always a tough and fun game. Definitely when I was there...
It's not fun. It's not a fun game.
We never beat UCLA when I was at school, so it's always fun to beat them. This year, I don't know. I don't know if we can do it. I'm not sure if we can slow down Huntley. I would like to see... us do to Huntley key. What they've done to our quarterbacks the last couple of years and just knock them out of the game early. Yeah. And I've got this vision in my head of Leonard Williams as Huntley goes back to pass and Leonard Williams just either breaks his wrist or arm and breaks Huntley's wrist or arm and just Huntley's on the ground and then, of course, goes on to a great NFL career, much like Troy Aikman.
Well, that would be certainly fine. I don't ever want to see UCLA win a game. I want them to lose every game, and I want their players to fail miserably in life and all of that. So
if you have...
I'm a bad man.
If you have any questions to ask us, feel free to send those questions, and we may answer them midweek before next week is up, to what our Twitter... is
USC Outsider.
USC at USC Outsider.
Yep.
It's really simple. At USC Outsider. All one word. Are we on Facebook?
We are.
Same. And what is that?
The same.
And then what is it? What's our website?
USCOutsider.com.
How easy could that be? Submit questions to us. We'll answer them. Submit pictures.
Preferably topless.
Topless pictures.
Unless you are a 365-pound... hairy man. We don't want those.
And if you're on the East Coast and the ESPN game is coming to Harvard-Yale game?
Yeah, Harvard-Yale.
This Saturday morning? If you would like $200 in cash mailed to you, submit proof to me that Saturday morning you can go out to the Harvard-Yale game and have a sign on the ESPN, what is
game
it?
Day.
ESPN Game Day, that says Jim Mora has AIDS or Jim Mora has Ebola Simplex 5. Either one, Jim Mora has AIDS or Jim Mora has Ebola Simplex 5. Just submit that still to me, to the USA Outsider.
Like and I will screen cap of the TV or something?
Screen cap of the TV. It actually has to happen. I don't care if it's a second. I don't care if their minions take you down. If it gets on television and I don't see it, because I'll probably be watching it this Saturday morning, it's $200 cash.
Cold, hard cash.
And it doesn't need to be a fucking fancy-ass sign. I mean, get some shit. This
Scribble
is
it on across your
opportunity,
tits.
East Coast USC Outsider podcast fans, to get a, what, $2.54 fucking thing at Staples.
Listen, you go to Harvard.
Write in black marker, Jim Mora has AIDS.
Oh,
or Jim Mora has Ebola Simplex in the number 5.
Wow.
Get it on television, $200 cash. That's a huge bonus. Like, just get it on TV. And, of course, hashtag USC Outsider. Oh, I'm not kidding. Hashtag USC Outsider. And the hashtag USC Outsider is you know if you do that, $300.
Yep.
$300 cash.
Wow.
Jim Mora has AIDS or Jim Mora has Ebola Simplex 5. Hashtag USC Outsider. And that's $300 cash.
I don't even know you anymore, but I'll chip in.
I hope so. I don't have $300 cash. I've got a fucking kid. I don't know.
Well, I have two.
Yeah, you got two. You got more than that. But nonetheless, $300 cash,
yep,
and we're good for it. That's right. Jim Mora has AIDS. Jim Mora has Ebola Simplex 5. Hashtag USC Outsider. At ESPN Game Day, at the big game.
Get the sign on.
Just get the sign on.
Get the sign on. Get the
sign on. $300 cash. Three large, by the way. Yeah. $300 bills, which it'll cost you $6 and getting up early on Saturday to make. $3, and then you get $300 back.
That's a good investment.
I'll laugh my ass off.
I might spend $250 on gas and drive out there and do it just so you can give me $50. Yeah. My expenses might be a little more than that with gas and food and lodging and my medication.
Your medication.
What do you think about this game? What's going to happen?
I've already said I don't know. I know what I want. I want to beat the Bruins and fight on.